COVID-19 isn't the only health crisis plaguing our communities. Early data from throughout the region shows that drug overdose deaths are surging during these months of quarantine and shutdown. WNYC's Matt Katz brings us the story of people with addictions and criminal records trying to regain their footing during a pandemic.
During periods of sobriety, Rob Camage relied on a routine to keep him off drugs and out of jail, working, going to the gym, and three times a week, visiting an intensive outpatient program for those in recovery. Now, COVID was raging, and there was no work, no gym, and the doors of his recovery program were closed.
I had all this time on my hands, and boredom played a big part. I can't do what I normally do, so what I know best is getting high.
Since his recovery program had gone virtual, his urine wasn't being tested, so Camage thought he could use heroin without anyone knowing.
You know, I lied to myself again. It's only gonna be this one time. I'm not gonna let it take over my life. And you know, that's a bunch of bullshit. You know what I mean? And, I'm here.
Here, in a conference room at a prisoner reentry program in Paterson, New Jersey, telling his story to a group of people in recovery who also fell back into addiction after the COVID crisis began. But Camage refuses to blame the pandemic for turning him back to heroin. It was the idle time and isolation that gave him what he calls the stinking thinking.
I didn't have contact with people, like in person. That's just the realness of it.
By contact, Camage doesn't just mean his friends and family back on the Jersey Shore where he's from. He means contact with counselors, contact with a carefully constructed safety net for opioid addicts. He had to attend a Narcotics Anonymous meeting on Zoom.
Everything's over a phone and it don't feel real, you know? There's nothing like talking to somebody across from you, looking from eye to eye and having eye contact.
COVID shut all kinds of doors for people in recovery. Residential treatment facilities halted intake to preserve social distance. Government offices were closed, so those leaving prison on drug charges couldn't access housing and food assistance. Also closed, doctor's offices, where Suboxone is prescribed to help people get off heroin. But at least this reentry program is now very much back open.
How are you?
Former New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy runs this program, called the New Jersey Reentry Corporation. After he left the governor's mansion, he got a divinity degree and began ministering to prisoners. Along the way, he's clearly shed the formalities of his former position.
Hey, brother.
Hey, how you doing?
God bless you.
On a recent Monday morning at the program's office in Paterson, a group of formerly incarcerated people told McGreevy about the challenges of addiction during a pandemic. McGreevy said it's clear that not everyone is experiencing COVID in the same way.
Some people suffer COVID watching Netflix. Other people suffer COVID being out in the street worrying about how are they going to eat, where are they going to sleep. The stack is already against them on so many levels, but COVID just made it worse. Almost insufferable.
Suspected overdose deaths in New Jersey were up 15% from March to June compared to last year. It's the same story in New York. Take Queens, which saw a 56% spike during the first 5 months of the year. And yet, as the need increases to help the formerly incarcerated with addiction recovery, government support is in peril. McGreevy laid off 10% of his staff due to state budget cuts. And without more funds, his Paterson office could close.
We'll spend a fortune to keep people locked up in prison, but we don't do much to help people when they come out of prison. And so in terms of addiction treatment, in terms of employment.
The irony of COVID is it prompted officials to release scores of incarcerated people, like those held on drug crimes, in order to prevent the spread of the disease behind bars. But without jobs or treatment programs waiting for them, they weren't necessarily better off on the outside. Reverend Wilfredo Toro, head chaplain at the Hudson County Jail, saw this firsthand.
And so he probably was praying here when they found him.
We're in the basement of a church in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And Toro is pointing out where 42-year-old Carlos Rivera overdosed and died at the height of the COVID outbreak. Toto happens to be the stepfather of Rivera's sister, so they knew each other well. When Rivera went to jail on a robbery charge, Toto visited him and prayed with him.
He always prayed. He was one of those guys that even though he was doing something, he would look for God.
Then Rivera was suddenly released early due to COVID. He was unable to get into treatment right away, so he moved into a temporary shelter at this church. Soon enough, he overdosed twice and was twice revived by another man living there. Rivera was lucky because due to social distancing, addicts are less likely to be around friends who might call 911 or use naloxone to revive them. But then Rivera overdosed a third time. When he was found, he was kneeling in prayer.
So when they touched him, hey, Carlos, how long are you going to be praying? So then he just fell back and he was already gone.
After Rivera died, the church closed its temporary shelter. So the men inside were left again to figure out how to face both their addictions and the pandemic. Matt Katz, WNYC News.